So that might mean people still have beer in their backpack and are drinking it currently as we speak in the school. You know what the funniest thing is that how do you get addicted to vaping? It's all in your head.
I've actually never understood.
It's all in your head.
I've never understood the path to vaping. Because, like, you grow up and you learn nonstop that vaping is smoking is bad.
Yeah.
Like, that hurts you. It's bad. It kills you. It gives you lung cancer. Okay, that's bad.
Sure.
But those kids over there blowing watermelon clouds, that's so cool. I just never understood, and more or less, maybe I just have like a strong foundation. I have a strong support group. Maybe that's why I'm not affected by peer pressure. I never have been.
Yeah.
But I never really understood the peer pressure thing too. It's like, do you want to fit in that bad?
So what I think
I just never understood it.
Not for everybody, because there are dumb people that are just like, oh my God, if I start vaping or whatever it is, if I start doing this, then I'll fit in with, you know, the cool crowd who doesn't really like you anyways. And you know what? The whole fact of them being cool in high school is a completely arbitrary joke. So
don't worry
about it anyway. But my point is, where I'm going to with this, I should say, is that a lot of people start doing stuff like that because they think it'll help them combat stress because they know other people use it to cope with stress. So even though you're aware of the risks of doing it, you're aware of the risks of drinking, you're aware of the risks of smoking, you're aware of the risks of doing, hell, even heroin. But you know people that use it to cope with stress in their life. And maybe you're down on your luck. I mean, you can't be that down on your luck in high school, but let's say that you feel like, you know, your world's coming down because you're a teenager, you're moody, you're depressed, and you got your hormones going nuts. So you feel like, you know, hell's caving in, whatever it is, and your life's going to end. So then you know that other people who vape or do whatever, they drink, they use that to party, to have fun, they get away from, you know, regular life, and you think, well, if I do it too, maybe it'll help me. So then you start doing it to combat stress, which makes sense. It's not the best thing to do, but you think it'll help, and maybe it does, but the problem is when it turns into an addiction, and it leads to other problems. But tell me this, you know the risks of driving fast, right?
Yeah.
Do you speed? Do you go over the speed limit?
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
The speed limit's interpretational, though. Like, well, there's a limit to speeding, I would say.
Have you ever pushed your car, Dean? Have you ever pushed your car, Drew, to see how fast it'll go? You guys got flashier cars.
Maybe once.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't.
But
usually,
you still did it. My point is that we all do things that we know the risks that could end badly.
Well, yeah, but the difference with speeding is that speeding is not, for most people, an addiction.
No.
You don't necessarily learn growing up that speeding is bad. That kind of comes later. You learn growing up that vaping is bad.
I'm not trying to justify it.
Well, no, I know you're not. I'm just saying the difference here is that one's an addiction or has great potential to be, and one isn't.
Yeah.
Unless you're really just strange and you are addicted to speeding.
Speed demons.
Yeah, I mean, they exist.
But you also learn growing up that there's other ways to cope with stress. It's not just that. I remember learning growing up that those are not the ways to cope with stress. They can be, but they're more fun in people's eyes.
They're fun until it's a financial and psychological addiction.
They're effective for sure, for a little bit. Sure, anyway. Yeah.
You know, I guess depends what it heavily depends on the household too, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you have a dysfunctional home life.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you're gonna, that's the easiest thing you got to access. But if you got parents who bring you out of the house and recognize when you're stressed and help you cope through it, you're not going to turn to that, you know, the drug use necessarily, which is important. So.
But I mean, really, you might not turn to drugs to cope with it or to fit in. You may just do it for the hell of it.
There's people out there that do
that. There's people that just want to have a good time.
You know what? Float your own boat.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. This isn't really like a PSA or anything.
No.
I don't want it to sound like a PSA.
No, we're not.
NYquits.org.
But
no.
Like, I remember Brandon and I, producer Brandon, we walk into the bathroom and people would be, you know, blazing up in there, vaping, smoking, whatever. Like, you want to try it? Like, no. Like, okay.
My absolute favorite thing that happened in the bathroom was the time I thought my wallet got stolen. So I went to the office and I'm like, I'm pretty sure someone stole my wallet. I was dead set on it. And I had an idea who it was. Didn't say it. I may or may not have been fighting with the person at the time. So I was pretty sure who it was. So the hall monitor was like going through places with me. He said, you know, a lot of times people take the cash and then they, you know, throw the wallet out. So we were going through a couple garbage cans. We get into the junior hall bathroom. He opens the garbage can and starts dumping it out. An entire 30-pack was in there. Drank, drank. You know, they'd already went through the whole thing. But I'm thinking to myself, you brought a 30 pack of like Bud Light to school and drank it. The whole thing.
That's so funny. I'm
sorry. That's like, so what funny. The hell?
It's so funny.
That's what you were doing in the bathroom? So you were funny. Getting drunk in school.
How do you, like, you have literally, like, I mean, I don't know. You I have mean, maybe 3 minutes. You know, a minute, to, a minute know. From class. No, a minute
if you're bringing a 30 pack to school, you have how much time you're willing to give yourself. You don't abide by the rules.
You probably was passed around to multiple people. You didn't drink that whole 30 pack on your own. But well, the fact that you brought the 30 pack to school, I don't even know how you got it in there.
No, yeah.
So that's the real. Well, your backpack was probably empty because you didn't have anything else in there. But
yeah,
I don't know. That was like the dumbest thing. He's just like used to it. He's like going through the 30 pack out of the ground, looking for my wallet with me. I'm like, are you not going to say anything about the literal 30 beer cans on the floor in front of you? We're just going to gloss over that like it didn't happen. Because this to me is like hilarious and impressive at the same time. Yeah, I'm impressed that this was brought into school. I'm impressed this was drank in school in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And no one was caught for it, which might mean, because I don't know if the full 30 pack was there, but it was pretty close to it. So that might mean people still have beer in their backpack and are drinking it currently as we speak in the school. And I don't know why, but I find that incredibly impressive and hilarious.
I would have to agree with you on this one.
Dude, there is a kid in my brother's group.
Hang on, before we get to that, the wallet. Did you find it?
Oh, yeah, I dropped it on the floor of one of my other classes. I was like, I can't find it. I can't find it. We went everywhere. I'm like, okay, you know, it's lost, whatever. And I was like, wait a minute.
Bro, that reminds me. When I was in second grade, I went to my teacher and told her that I lost my glasses and I didn't know where they were. Yeah. And I ended up missing the bus and everything because they were all leaving and they were up my face the whole time. And no one told me.
No one told me.
No one.
I used to do that when I wore glasses. I would lose them on my face all the time.
Really?
It's a thing. Because you just get so used to wearing them.
I guess so.
It's weird. What you were saying?
The only thing I've ever been peer pressured to do is buy car parts.
And an Xbox.
Well, Xbox took a long time. And eventually,
yeah, that was more of a decision
on my own. I wasn't necessarily pressured to get one, but like vaping and drinking, I've been offered so many times, and it's like, well, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I always thought that the peer pressure thing was a little bit overhyped growing up. Because like you get to high school and it's like, yo, you want it? It's like, no. Like, all right, word. That was it.
I mean, because
this stuff, costs money too. Like, they don't want to waste all their stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I think the FDA just banned Juuls too.
I mean, they're a little late on that train.
Yeah, well, first of all, you're going to get them anyways, but whatever.
Well, yeah, like, people can't sell them anymore. Like, vendors
legally.
Well, who's going
to... Well, Juul's not going to ship their products to the U.S. if they can't sell them here.
No, they're not going to ship them to the U.S., but they'll ship them to other countries.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not going to end it. And
no.
Juul's kind of a thing of the past anyway. I never understood the whole vaping craze and why people hopped on it for the pure, like, hype of it. Like, it wasn't like, I need this to survive. It was my friends doing it. That looks kind of cool.
I don't understand why kids our age want to drink so bad.
Like, I never understood that either.
Like, I have friends that like brag about how much they drink. It's like, why? I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a, you know, Instagram influencer or hustle guy.
Yeah.
Super anti-alcohol. Like, I don't want to drink personally, but like.
That's your own decision though.
Right. And I'm not pushing that on anybody else, but I've never understood why people our age want to drink so bad.
I don't know.
They go out of their way to do it. Is it really that good?
I can't answer your question.
I can't answer my question either, but I've never understood it.
I don't get it. Never understood it. If you want to do it, that's you, but I just never understood why people hopped on it for like the, yo, I'm going to be so cool if I try this. And then the same people 2 years down the line, like I was talking to a buddy from work.
Yeah.
And it was on break. We were sitting in my car eating Chick-fil-A. And he's like, yo, you want to hit? And I was like, I'm good, man. Thanks. He's like, you don't do that? I'm like, nah. He goes, so lucky. You're so lucky you never did this. I just kind of thought about it. I was like, oh, well, that's a weird turn.
Well, you're saving the money, you know, and you're not constantly thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's almost a weird thing where it's like now I actually expect someone to vape who's around me instead of not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Agree.
It's like before it was like, you vape, you vape, you vape, you vape. Really? You? Even you? Like, I'm surprised you're doing it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you don't vape? Oh, that's refreshing. Yeah, that's refreshing.
It's become weird for the people who don't. It's more normal if you do.
Yeah.
Strange. Not that you're looked down on if you don't. If you are looked down on, you're just, that person's a scumbag.
You're with the wrong people.
But it's weird. You're kind of like, just thought, it's like people who don't have Snapchat too. It's like, you expect somebody to have Snapchat. And when they don't, it's kind of like, oh. It's not bad. It's just kind of like, oh.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different.
Vaping is definitely like the new smoking of like the 60s and 70s, though, like back when everybody smoked. And it was like kind of.
It'll die out.
It was like kind of odd that you didn't smoke back then.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of odd that you don't vape, except it's more publicly frowned upon than smoking ever was in that day.
Yeah, because we know the risk of it now. Like back then, we didn't know the risk of cigarettes. I mean, you guys remember doctors prescribed them to people.
Yeah. Well, because.
Now we know at least we know. Some risks. We don't know the long-term stuff just yet. No. But,
I don't know. The whole vaping trend was originally initiated to help people get off of smoking cigarettes and using nicotine. So
that's how our uncle quit. He used vaping, and people use it.
Yeah. People do use it that way, but it's very uncommon. Like, that's what it was originally meant for, was to wean people off of cigarettes. I love how that, like, completely backfired, and now we have a completely new trend. Yeah. That's kind of funny. I don't know.
I mean, you have to expect that to happen. I mean, it should have. Yeah. I feel like it was kind of written on the wall. Make colorful, flashy things that blow smoke and taste like watermelon. And this is supposed to help people quit and kids won't pick this up. Like, I feel like it was kind of. It should have been pretty obvious to the people. And maybe it was. Maybe that's why they pushed it.
But
you got to think about it.
If I remember correctly, the original vapes were not what they are now. They were these big, like, square boxes with a tube on it, and they had like
I think those were like the modded out ones. I think those, like, the really big ones, I think those were like the modded out, like, for the people who did it for there used to be like vaping, like it was like a sport almost, like vaping
Was vaping lounges and everything, right?
It was like tricks and stuff. I think that was for that crowd. I don't think that was for people. I think the original vapes were kind of just like, you know, nothing crazy, just kind of, you know, to help people lean off, and then it eventually just took off into this whole other industry.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about vapes.
Like, neither overall, do I. So I don't know anything about
it. It's hard
for
me
to
speak on it. It's not really something that I was ever attracted to.
I think it's stupid, and I think you look stupid doing it, but if you do it, that's just you, man. I don't really know what to say. Like, that's what you do. As long as you don't make me do it, I don't really care. There's just so many, I feel like there's so many better things you can do with your time and your money.
No,
but, you know, I guess if you're in high school, you're not really thinking about that.
That's the big thing for me, too. Like, even with little things like coffee.
Yeah.
Oh. Because
I know so many. Like, I didn't want the breath. I didn't want the addiction. I didn't want to spend the money every morning.
Now, that I can speak on, because that drove me nuts. That actually aggravated me more than the vaping thing. Like, I could put up with Cloud City in the bathroom. Most of the people who were in the bathroom, I knew.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd stop in there and we'd all, you know, hang out for like 5 minutes because, well, you know, everyone in there, you might as well just hang out, BS for a little bit, whatever. That's fine. And you go in there, you see your friends. But what always drove me nuts was the people who come in like second period with their frappe mocha from Tim Hortons. Like, what the hell are you drinking? You drink this stuff every day.
Dude, think
and
about
it's just
like
sugar. It's just sugar.
Think
that's
about
it.
Like Starbucks, dude.
It's sugar and caffeine. I never brought coffee to school unless I was dead tired. I mean, I had to be like dragging my feet. I never drink coffee before I go to work. I never drink coffee before I go to college. I occasionally drink coffee on the weekends or if I'm hunting. That is about it.
Yeah, it's fine in moderation.
It's not so much that I don't want the caffeine addiction. It's just like, why would I want to pay $4-5 every friggin' day? Because that's what drove me nuts the most, was not the fact that it was, well, the fact that it was unhealthy kind of aggravated me. Like, why would you drink that every day? But you're spending $5-6 a day. That's $30 a week.
Oh yeah. And times
how 20 weeks we're in school, maybe. I don't know.
Probably closer to 40.
Well,
40.
Think about the girls that get Starbucks every day. Like, I mean, on average, what, $6-7 a drink every day? So a week, that's, let's say it's $7. That's $49 a week.
Yeah.
Times 52. So
50 times 50. Just figure 50 times 50. That's the easiest math. $2,500.
Yeah.
Right, give or take.
Yeah.
So you're blowing $2,500. That's money towards a car, money towards an apartment,
travel,
mortgage, rent. anything.
I'm gonna be honest. I've actually never had a cup of Joe, like a full. I've tasted coffee. I've had coffee here and there.
I've never,
but I've never actually gone and ordered myself like a coffee. It just never happened. I don't need it. I feel like I feel like I actually have more energy than the average person.
I never drank coffee for energy, really. Like the few times that I did drink it when I really knew I needed something to wake me up at the time. But mostly when I drink it on the weekends, it's just for like a taste. It's just because I want to have that black cup of coffee with my breakfast because I happen to think it tastes good.
That's fair.
That's it.
That's fine. That's moderation.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to, you know, show off because I don't care. But
yeah,
it just drove me nuts that people spent the money on it.
Yeah. Like I helped out a coworker the other day. I came in early for her because she wasn't feeling well. Uh-huh. And she texted me because I was working with her today. She's like, do you want anything from Tim Hortons or Starbucks since you helped me out the other day? And I'm like, I appreciate it. But not only do I not really, I don't want to drink sugar in the morning. That's like the worst way you can start off, at least for me. Like, I don't know, if I know in the back of my head that my day started off with 40 grams of sugar, like it's just going to throw me off for the rest of the day. But more importantly, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what the hell to order. I don't know what the hell there is because I don't go to these places.
If you go into like Starbucks and ask for a black coffee, everyone looks at you.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I don't come here. I don't want to be here, number one. All right, fine. Spice it up. Give me an iced coffee. Everyone looks at you. Okay, fine. Throw some milk in there. Everyone's still kind of... It's like, okay, fine. Dump the sugar in there. Dump the caramel in there. Dump the ice cream in there. Okay, give me a freaking donut to go. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
It's scary.
Dude, I remember like 2-3 years ago, I had to go get a drink for somebody. Yeah. And they sent me the order, and I was like, can I get a... and they're like looking at me. I'm like, I don't belong here. I'm like a venti.
I went to
chai. What does this even mean?
The same coworker helped me out like a month ago.
Yeah.
So I went and got her a drink from Starbucks to thank her.
Yeah.
And I walked in there. I was a fish out of water.
It was horrible.
Walk in there. Everybody in their place is mobile orders, apparently. That's like the thing at Starbucks. Everybody does mobile orders.
No idea.
Not me. I'm standing there for 3 minutes just looking at the menu, just trying to make it look like I know what I'm doing. Yeah. And finally someone's like, do you need help? And I'm like, yeah.
Quite a bit, actually.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Everybody in there had like blue hair and nose rings. Not me.
Please take my hand and tell me it's going
to
be okay.
So I go up to the counter and he's like, what can I get for you? I'm like, well, let me get a... venti, right? he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Strawberry, mocha choco.
You guys got that, right?
He's like, okay. I'm like, light ice, little mayonnaise.
And he's like, no way that's in there.
I completely freestyled that order. I have no idea what that was.
Okay.
But anyway, I was like, little mayonnaise, light ice. And he's like, anything else? I'm like, thank God. Because if he asked me, like, oh, we don't have any mail. I'm like, I don't know what I'm lost. You're done.
Like, just don't put it in there then, I guess.
Can I get strawberry with a shot of caramel, please? Like, I don't know what I would have said. So I was like, thank God he didn't ask me.
Those drinks are like 5-course meals or 5-star meals.
They're insane. You could probably get all your macros in one drink there.
I've listened to people order at Starbucks. It's amazing.
It's a different language.
I've never been in a Starbucks long enough, thank God.
No, neither have I, but I've seen people's orders and people have told me what they get from Starbucks and it's insane. It's like this laundry list of like light caramel, light ice, light chocolate, milk, whole milk, skim milk, 2% milk. It's like, bro.
Oat milk.
Yeah. What the hell? Oh yeah.
That's actually pretty good stuff. I had some really good oat milk ice cream up in Toronto at this like.
I've never had oat milk actually.
Just like really, I don't know, hippie, whatever, establishment. I swear to God, it was like the best ice cream I ever had. They swore to me it was oat milk. It tasted better than the real thing.
Huh.
It was good.
Jeez.
It was good. But you know where I don't feel lost is like Dunkin' Donuts because it's so straightforward in there. Or, I mean, Tim Hortons kind of. You know, it's like so straightforward. Like, give me a black coffee. Okay. No one looks at you funny. The best place for coffee, I always think, is McDonald's, which sounds bizarre, but they have a really good cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, McDonald's, though it receives a lot of just like, it's just like kind of a meme.
Yeah.
They got like... pretty decent drinks there and ice cream and stuff. I'm like, honestly, I would go for a McFlurry right now, like an Oreo McFlurry.
I oftentimes will crave McDonald's. I never act on it, but really? Sometimes I think about it. I'm like, a McNugget right now could slap.
I was working late the other night with a friend and we were out a ways and there was either a sub shop or McDonald's. And we went to the sub shop and I'm like, do you want this? He's like, no, not really. I'm like, okay, good. Me neither. We went to McDonald's. And I don't know, man. Tasted pretty good that night.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Like, it's bad for you, dude, obviously, but
their hot sauce is so good. That
they have hot sauce?
That buffalo sauce they got.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I will sometimes, if we go to McDonald's, and I'm not even hungry, sometimes I will get just like a 10-piece of McNuggets just to use the buffalo sauce. That's the whole reason.
You remember, I don't know if you remember, but when we were younger, Burger King had really good chicken nuggets. Does anyone else remember that?
I never went to Burger King.
Oh my God. They were in the shape of a crown and they were the best things ever. I just had to bring it out there. If anybody remembers that, you know what I'm talking about.
Shout out, you guys.
Tony fans.
Yeah. But no, I do know what you mean. Sometimes that stuff really just hits.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what else you should hit? Is the survey. Hit the survey.
Yeah.
You like that?
I kind of like that.
Okay.
I mean, you can beat it up if you want. We won't mind.
Beat it up.
And do it a few times. Do it a few times.
And
that's okay. Even refer to your friends to beat up.
Yeah, and go leave us a 5-star review too. If you really feel crazy.
If you really want to smash your finger on your phone, do it while giving us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
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 And do it while typing out a very nice comment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, really press your fingers onto those fake buttons. Yeah. Really let us know what you think.
Yeah. Steve Jobs created this for you to leave us a review. So if you wouldn't mind.
Dude. Honor Steve. Do it for Steve Jobs.
Yeah, do it for Steve.
He would have wanted
it. And if not, just do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Just do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
You deserve that today.
That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.